So it's not actually my secret. It's one of many family secrets. I was trying to decide which would be worth telling. So I'm the youngest of five. My brothers and sisters are all anywhere from 15 to 20 years older than me. So I became an aunt when I was two. And so this story is about one of my 17 nieces and nephews. So Jared, my brother's son, started dating this girl, Jess, when they were in middle school. And I mean, they dated on and off for years and years, and she wasn't very good to him. She was like, I would go home because I live here in Baltimore and they live down in Louisiana, and I would go home and like go out to bars with friends from high school, and I'd hear all the stories of all the philandering that that Jess was doing. So it was, it's not like Jared didn't know. I mean, it's a small town, so everybody knows everything. But anyway, so years pass. At one point, my brother's family went on a vacation, and Jess actually called while they were, like, away in Texas to tell Jared that that she'd, like, made out with his best friend. Like, she was just not a very nice girl. So eventually, when they're still very young, like 21, Jess gets pregnant. And this happens during one of the many breakups, one of the many on-again, off-agains. So it's unclear for a while who's the baby daddy. So eventually, I mean, she's pretty certain that it's Jared, but everybody, of course, I go home and I get to hear like the list of other people that it might possibly be for. So the baby's born and they do a paternity test, which my brother insisted on. But it was clear actually that he was, I feel like I don't want to say my last name on telling the story, that he was part of the family. So he looked just like all of the many nieces and nephews. So anyway, so not very long thereafter, they decide to get married, and they have this massive Catholic wedding with like 11 bridesmaids and 11 groomsmen, and got like the most expensive tuxes. My sister was really upset because all three of her sons were in the wedding, and she's like, I spent $700 on tuxes. So they get married, and right actually, like 2 days before they get married, Jess posts on Facebook a photo of a pregnancy test, a positive pregnancy test. And I'm thinking two things. One, like, you're getting married in 2 days. Like, you couldn't have waited to tell us all that you're pregnant again. Two, like, I don't want to see your pee stick. That's disgusting. And so they get married. And then again, just a few months later, Jared, while he's at work, he gets a call from his best man, who is also his cousin, his wife, to say that she just walked in on Jess and Mikey getting it on in Jared's bed, which was like, you know, obviously this is... So, yes, I'm sorry. That's not actually... It does get a little bit better, although not much. So that was the secret, right, that she was sleeping with his best man, and turns out that the baby was probably his as well. And the... although she didn't end up... I don't know what happened, but she miscarried, I assume. So the way that they try to resolve it, being the very mature, you know, 20-year-olds that they are, is that Mikey, who is a wrestler in the nearby small town, writes a letter to Dr. Phil. Yes. And so then Jared is getting calls from the Dr. Phil show to go and fly to Los Angeles and be on the show. And luckily, he has a brain, at least a little bit of a brain about him, because his question was, am I going to get a new truck out of this? To which they said, no, we don't pay. So he didn't go on the show, but the other three did go on Dr. Phil. And my niece actually found out when she saw the promotion. She's like watching daytime television and sees the promotion and is like, oh my God, I know those people. So yes, they went on Dr. Phil and talked a little bit about possibly having an open relationship and like he could have two wives. It was a little bit crazy. So basically, Dr. Phil ended up saying something along the lines of, like, the only one of them that had any sense didn't show up today. And the secret, obviously, was revealed to all of the small town and the rest of the country, I guess. So.